Hey pal, how you doing today? We're mid-April, I guess it is now. Wouldn't know it with the cold shed, but it's where we're at. Got interrupted before I was going to start here. Phil Spector, that guy, comes into court looking like a fucking clown, expecting the jury not to think that he's already out to lunch. Anyways, he just got convicted, or they found him guilty of killing that woman. And Jesus, man. If there was anybody that was going to tell themselves, I'm going in saying I'm not guilty, but I'm going to go in looking guilty, it was that guy. Let's see. All right, they actually got a big story concerning you. We came across your final tapes of your life, which is completely cool. And I remember we talked about it, about you getting your story down. And talking about, you know, the early years, your car selling years, and all of that shit. And you finally got it all down on tape, and you talked about it, and you let us know what your wishes were for us to take care of Mom, which we are and will. And it's just completely cool that we ran into it. It was very hard to hear how emotional you would have, you got at certain points, like with the sweet potato that your grandma gave you, and the way us kids were when we were young and how much you loved that. And it really didn't sprout too many tears from my eyes because I was just feeling your emotions, and it was comforting because it made you feel so comfortable throughout your life. But anyways, it was very cool. Very cool. There was a lot of things I didn't know about, and I'm surprised that you didn't put in more about your car selling years. But you did say at one point you would sit in your chair at night and think about all these things that you wanted to say, and once that tape recorder started rolling, you'd forget all about it. And I could see that happening. But it's you got the most important stuff in there, which was about, you know, your childhood and how you came to Kansas City in those early years and meeting Mom. That's the kind of stuff. All those other stories, I'm sure, about the car selling days, you had said to us all in your own way, one way or another, throughout the years, and that was good enough. Plus, I missed the good part of, you know, those years with you not being around working, and to hear what you did when you were at work. Yeah, whether it would have been a big deal or not, I don't think so. It was more about family and what you were doing and what your groove was. But at any rate, very, very nice stuff. Very good that you kept that in the back of your head to keep around and give to us. And I'm sure you knew that one of us was going to run into it, more than likely me, so I could digitize it. But also got a conversation with you and Aunt Sue. And for my cheapskate ass, that $17 on that little handheld recorder was the best investment I've made in a long fucking time. Let's see what else is going on. Starting out another little day with some coffee. Going to the workplace. Had a nice long 4-day weekend, which is always good to reconnect and hang out with the fam and just have a good time. Do what you want to do. I think you get to know everybody a little bit better when you have that long stretch of time. It's amazing how our American lives are structured to work so fucking much and to not be around our families as much as we could be, and to be shocked that there's so much estrangement and ambiguity, and then the fights, and then I'm not talking about me personally, I'm talking about just with relationships that we all have with our families, the fact that we're just not around each other that much. Just, it's a setup for all kinds of fucking shit. So you gotta be as diligent as you can to be as close and as good as you can while you got the limited amount of time. I mean, I was the other day, just to compound the point of how much I've changed and things have changed. I drove by this bar up here, this sports bar up by the Roadway Inn here in Belton, and I was thinking, God damn, I haven't been to, not only have I not been to a bar in Belton, I wouldn't even know where to go if I would even want to go to a fucking bar in Belton. It's hard enough going to a Walmart here, but, you know, that used to be a cornerstone of my social life whenever I was living in the city, was having a good bar next door or a bar within reach to go and hang out and do our thing. cities are built around bars, that's for fucking sure. It's where all the back alley geniuses are plotting their next little plan to dominate and rule the world. But anyways, as I careen around my point here, I don't even have a desire to go out and do that shit at night. I used to, you know, cling to it just a little bit, and I'd go out, and of course it would turn into, you know, me thinking in the back of my mind, I gotta go home, not being able to really settle in or relax, or, you know, Miles not having a good night, and I come home and everybody's frantic. It's just not worth it planning it in. Plus, I really, really genuinely want to be around the family and hang out and do our thing. It's pretty important to me to make sure that's done. But yeah, I tell you what, it's all good. I think that's all I got today. As I get ready to pass by the entrance ramp to go to Richards Gebauer, which is now a NAFTA facility. Drove through it the other day. I was thinking about you, wondering where you stayed and what you painted, because you talked about painting a lot up there. And man, we had that scheduled at least 4 or 5 times before everything started getting bad for you. It never happened. It just never happened. You just didn't feel good on those days. And didn't feel like getting out or whatever. But you left the story behind. I can dream. I don't need to know everything. I can wrap my head around it. At any rate, that's my story. I'm sticking to it.